When a door closes, sometimes a window opens. That's what a lot of listeners told us in this week's homework segment. The assignment was to tell us about a job you lost. I'm glad to report you're all a hearty bunch. No one seemed to be much worse for having lost their job, though maybe a bit embarrassed. Wendell Evans lived in Dallas in the late 80s. He got a job doing phone interviews for an insurance agency. Evans says it was a great way to scam a few free long-distance calls. Until one day, when his boss decided to listen in. Here's what the boss heard.
Dude, what's up?
Hey, not much. Heard you got a job.
Yeah, it's a real no-brainer. But you do what you gotta do to make a little cash.
That's our enactment of Wendell Evans' email. He was immediately fired. Another listener, Richard Moffitt, was also fired, though in a different sense of the word. See, Mr. Moffitt generally carries a gun with him. Here's why.
Well, I live up in the mountains. Things tend to, in the bushes, sometimes jump out and bite you.
Moffitt is an electrician in Sevierville, Tennessee. Some years back, he was doing electrical maintenance for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. He was getting ready to go home one day. He went out to the car, tucked his gun in his waistband, and then...
Then I had to go to the bathroom. So it's a long way to home. So I went back in, and it just fell out and went off. Hit the floor and went off. And shot a hole in the tile.
Richard Moffitt was... discharged from the job, and he says it was something of a blow. Well, Mr. Moffitt, we here at All Things Considered are just glad you didn't shoot yourself that day.
Well, so am I. Yep, so am I.
Now for this week's homework assignment. It's inspired by a story we caught in the suburban Chicago News this week. A giant gorilla chased 10 6-foot bananas through the halls of Zion Benton Township High School. It was a classic senior prank. 11 soon-to-be graduates, one gorilla costume, and 10 banana suits. Unfortunately, the school administration didn't find it very funny. It slapped each kid with 7 days suspension. So our question to you is, what's your story of a great senior prank? Write to homework@npr.org or tell us your story on our homework hotline, 202-408-5183. Make sure you include your name and a number where we can reach you. That's homework@npr.org or the homework hotline, 202-408-5183.